Alla Tevis, Friday the 26th of December, Rabbi Shlomo Freshwater, Mitzvahs Yishuv Eretz Yisrael.
Seder we find Yosef HaTzadik tells the Shvatzim the Shifra Kar Ali Al-Ovi Al-Mata Melov Koyam Abincha Yosef Samani Yudakim Le'uda Nechol Mitzrayim Redu Alai Al-Tamot. So he asks Yaakov Avinu to come to Mitzrayim Chakalti Yos Chasham sustain you, give you panosa. This is another 5 years of famine. And Yosef and Yaakov says, Rav, Oy Yosef b'nichai, Elcha v'ren b'terem yomis. And as we know, Yaakov goes down to Mitzrayim and he stays there for the rest of his life. So, the Gemara tells us that the Uvas were Mekayim kol ha-Torah killer. Also, Avraham Avinu, the Gemara says in Kedushin, is kol ha-Torah killer ad shelo nitna. When Yosef HaTzadik was nifta, says in Medrash Tanchima, that on the Oron on Yosef, it said, he kayin kol ma'ashakusu b'Torah ad shelo nitna ha-Torah. Yosef HaTzadik was mekayin the whole Torah before it was given. The shal is, there's a mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. Yaakov Avinu was living in Eretz Yisrael, and yet, as soon as he hears that Yosef is alive, Yosef sent him that message, come to Mitzrayim, he picks himself up, and he goes to Mitzrayim. So I'd like a little bit to discuss, as Hashem Yisburuch, a little bit the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, Bechlulius, and perhaps Bechlulius, what in relation to the others. Now, there is an obvious answer that the Rabbi Yishloilam appeared to Yaakov in Achalayim and said to him, don't be afraid of going down Mitzrayim. So you can't ask the question, what were the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael when the Eibishter tells him to go to Mitzrayim? But that was Shaluch, the Rani Mekayim, Achshele Nitna. What Mechuyu? Wasn't the person? Wasn't the theme? Was a man of Nevoa? The man of Salai was a man of Nevoa. The Rambam. There was a proper man of Nevoa. But in any event, he wasn't Mechuyu. He was Chayim Shnitna. But in chronologically, it doesn't work because the dream Yaakov had was when he was about to leave Eretz Yisrael in Be'esheva. He had already gone. So Yosef sent him the message that he should come to Mitzrayim. He had picked himself up to go to Mitzrayim, all before the Rabbi Yishloilam had the Mara Neviyah. And it was only later, as he was about to go, that the Rabbi Yishloilam tells him, Al Tira Medo Mitzrayim. Now there is a Machlokes Hashoinim, whether Yishuv Eretz Yisrael is a mitzvah de Araisa or a mitzvah de Rabunan. The Rambam Sefer HaMitzvahs does not count the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael as one of the mitzvahs. The Rambam is masik. The Rambam, it says, why did the Rambam leave this out? There's a mitzvah to live in Eretz Yisrael. He learns it out from a pusik. Pashas Master, the Rashtem, the Oretz, the Yishavtem Bo. So there's a mitzvah of living in Eretz Yisrael. But according to the Rambam, the Mefarshim say that maybe the Rambam holds that it's not a mitzvah deraisa, it's a mitzvah derabbanan. That is not really going to help us. And the Poskim talk about this, the later Poskim, the Shia Knesset Sagdoila, talks about if somebody made a shvir to live in Eretz Yisrael, do we say the shvir is chal or not? If it's a shvir on a mitzvah, it's not chal. You can't make a shvur to be mekayim, a mitzvah, not to be mekayim, not to be a mevatel. On the other hand, if it's not a mitzvah deraisa, so then the shvur is chal, and the mitzvah derabunan shvur is chal. So Bailey wants to say that it's only mitzvah derabunan. But even in Kozer, the others were mekayim, Shvet Chalabon Mavini was mekayim, Afila, Aruba Tavshilim, the Tchumis, Ashari, which one did, or the Svai Stois, as Avon Mavini at mekayim, then Afila mitzvah derabunan. So why was he not mekayim? Why was there not a problem here of Yishuv Eretz Yisroel? So I saw in a Sefer Binyan David, in Pashas Vayetze, who says a Dovah Mechudish, and he says, Avraham Avinu was Makayim, Kol HaTayra Kila, Ad Shalai Nitna, even Mitzvah Drabunan. But Yitzchak and Yaakov, he says, were only Makayim Loi Saseis, and they weren't Makayim Mitzvah Sasei, and they weren't Makayim Mitzvah Drabunan. Well, the issa to go out from Eretz Yisrael, it's either a drabunan or it's a mitzvah saseh, the shaktan bar. It's not a lay saseh. So that would help us a little bit al kapunim benegeya to Yaakov Avinu. But then we can perhaps take it a step further, and maybe we could say that the others that were makayim mitzvahs ad shaloi nitzava. It's only a mitzvah that's noyik nedoiris. That means, if throughout Klal Yisrael, from Matan Torah onwards, there's this mitzvah, so then the others were mekayim it, even though they weren't mitzvah. But if it was a mitzvah that is, in certain periods, Klal Yisrael have the mitzvah, and in certain periods, Klal Yisrael don't have the mitzvah, so it could be that the others weren't mekayim those mitzvahs. So memela mitzvah, which is only noyik bizman habayis, it could well be that the others weren't in Mekayim. They were Mekayim the mitzvahs, which are Noyig the Doyles, the Mekayim Shabbos, Tfilin. But a mitzvah which is only Noyig, Bizman Shi Yisrul Shriim Alad Musam, possibly they weren't Mekayim. So maybe we could say that this will again will be Tuli. If you hold mitzvahs Yishuv Eretz Yisrul is Noyig the Doyles, or maybe mitzvahs Yishuv Eretz Yisrul is only Noyig Kolzman. Even Eretz Yisrael was Tachas Shilton on Yisrael. The Yidden were living in Eretz Yisrael. But Titus Kibbish, and that really is truly again in the Machalikis Yishayim, because the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, it says in the Torah, the Torah Kadosh is talking about Kibbish. And there the Torah says, Vayirashtem es uretz v'yishavtem bo. So it would be possible to say that it's only as part of Yerisha Eretz Yisrael, when you're Yerisha Eretz Yisrael, you're Kodesh Eretz Yisrael, there's a mitzvah to live there. But when Yidden are in Gulis, maybe this mitzvah is not noyik. So actually the others weren't noyik this mitzvah. However, the Ramban in Sefer Mitzvahs says very clearly that the mitzvah of Yerisha Eretz Yisrael is not dependent on the kibbush. And the Ramban says it's a bezindra mitzvah, although it's mentioned in the Pusik of Yerisha Moisa. The Yishavtim Bar, Ramban says, is a mitzvah on every individual. It's a mitzvah on a yuchid, but he has to live in Eretz Yisrael. And Ramban says the hedya, v'afila b'zman agulis, even b'zman agulis, when Eretz Yisrael is not tachas yodeinu, nevertheless, there's still a mitzvah of living in Eretz Yisrael. But then, perhaps we could go, ksasa oifen acha, maybe we can say like this, that about the there is a mitzvah of the others were mekayim the mitzvahs, but they had to have the circumstances that make up the ingredients of the mitzvah, otherwise it can't be mekayim. So it's possible to say that Eretz Yisrael, after the Yidden were kodesh Eretz Yisrael, it has a kedusha, and even the Ramban who says that the mitzvah is noyik the doyrus even after Yidden have left Eretz Yisrael. That's because the kedusha remains, even though we have a machloikus, the kitchen of shat and the kitchen of shilovai, whether the kedusha sahuretz remains. But that's been a geya to Tumas and Masas. But When it goes to Kedishas Eretz Yisrael, it can say that the Ramban must hold like that. The Ramban holds it is a mitzvah to live there, even though there's no Kiddush. Oh, but can say before the Yidden were Kiddush Eretz Yisrael. So maybe there was no Kiddusha in Eretz Yisrael. So maybe when Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov were living there, although there's, you know, Kama Chazal, which is Mashma Nishtazoy, Chazal and Mashma, it had a Kiddusha, Yitzchak was a Oyla Tamima, shouldn't go out of Eretz Yisrael because he needs Kiddusha to Eretz Yisrael. But it could be that the Kiddusha for the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael just didn't exist at that time. Mamela, if it didn't exist, they couldn't be Mekayimit. They can only be Mekayim mitzvah. The mitzvah is to live in Eretz Yisrael, which has the Kiddusha. That is the chefs of the mitzvah. The mitzvah is Yishuv, the Mokim, the Eretz HaKodesh. And if at that period it wasn't yet Eretz HaKodesh, so there wasn't shaykh to be Mekayim the mitzvah, even voluntary. The Tzuras HaMitzvah didn't exist. However, that's not so simple. There's a Tosafos in Masechet Gittin, Daf Beis Amud Aleph, Divrei Maschil, Ashkelon, that Tosafos talks there. Discusses that the gevilas of Eretz Yisrael, the borders and which towns had the kedusha of Eretz Yisrael, and which towns the Oyle Bavel, when they came back from Bavel, which towns they reconquered that it should have the kedusha of the kibbushaini. And Tosafos says Reb Abba was menashik kippah the Akkoi. Reb Abba was menashik the ground of Akkoi. So Tosafos says, is a raya that Akkoi the Oyle Bavel were kaifish. Because otherwise, why would he be kissing it? So the Tzvor says there, I don't understand. How? What's a raya? He says, maybe he kissed Eretz Yisrael at Chibas Uretz, because this land was once kaidish. Even if it no longer has the Kedisha, but it's still Shaykh, Chibas Eretz Yisrael, Mikayach. This was Kaidish. The Ramban goes much further. And the Ramban says, and that's why he says this, he says that Kibbush, that there's two Kiddushas in Eretz Yisrael. There's a Kiddusha for Tumas and Asras, and there's a Kiddusha for, which is negated, the actual Kiddusha of Eretz Yisrael. And the Ramban says the Kiddusha of Eretz Yisrael was not Tuli in Kibbush, had nothing to do with Kibbush. Her Eretz Kodeshi. And the Ramban says, Bein Inyan Dira, Bein Inyan Yishiv, that the mitzvah of Yishiv Eretz Yisrael is not Tuli Bechlal in Kibbush at all. The mitzvah of Yishiv Eretz Yisrael is the Kiddushas Eretz Yisrael. The Kiddushas Eretz Yisrael comes from the Haftucha that the Eibush was Maftiyah, Tavrom, this will be your land. That Eretz is Kodesh. And on that land, that says the Ramban, is the one mitzvah from Kibbush, from Yishiv Eretz Yisrael. In Agun Rav Shmuel Lozovsky, in his Shirim and Masech Gittin, in the beginning of Gittin, says that Abadetz Mistaba, that since Ramban says it's Tuli, it's dependent on the land that the Eibishter promised Avraham Avinu, that from when the Eibishter promised the land to Avraham Avinu, from that time onwards, there was a Kedisha, and the Mela, there was a mitzvah, there were the circumstances existed for the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, because the Kedisha was there. So we're back to Akasha, on what basis did Yaakov leave Eretz Yisrael? Habemus, Zotzach Gelosod, and Zeh Apusha Teteretz. The Gemara Masechta Baba Basra, Dach Tzadik Aluf on the Dalaf. The Gemara says, Ein Yoitzin me Eretz Yisrael l'chutz l'aretz. You can't go out from Eretz Yisrael to chutz l'aretz. Eile in Kein, Omdu Sasayim Besela. That food has doubled in cost. And then the Gemara says that it's also only if with money you can buy food. The Kitzur, the Gemara says that in hunger years that you can go out of Eretz Yisrael to go to a place where you have food. Says the Ponim Yofes. And now we understand the message that Yosef says to Yaakov. He says, come to Mitzrayim, I'll give you panosa, pavos, pen tevuresh, ata veserta, because if you stay in Eretz Yisrael, you won't have food, you won't be able to eat. So Mamelai Bazai, we have a heter to go out from Eretz Yisrael to Chutzorot, the heter that the Gemara says, because Bishnas HaRov, you're allowed to go. However, the Gemara continues, and the Gemara says Reb Shimon ben Yechui Aime, El Melech Machlon Vekilion, Gedoyle Hadar Hoyim, Ipanose Hadar Hoyim. They were from the most prominent people in the generation. Why did they get punished? Because they went out from Eretz Yisrael to Chitz La'aretz. Omer Reb Yitzchak, Hazois Nomi, Omri Chazitim Nomi, Sheyotzim Eretz Yisrael, Lechitz La'aretz, Ma Olsava. No, we have to understand, so why were they nanish? We just learned the Gemara. They say, it's the same Omer Gemara. The Gemara says that in Bishnas Rov, when it's a hunger year, you're allowed to go out. So if you're allowed to go out, why were they nanish? The Rambam, in Hilchus Meluchim, addresses this question, and the Rambam says, "Also, lot is merit is all the chitzlutz." And then the Rambam, "Loil elulil matayra ilisa isha, ila hatzel menachem the aseret." You're allowed to go out for various things. One of them is to learn Torah, and the Gemara we've seen the Gemara that Amaruim were left at Yisrael to come to Chutzlaret, to come to Bobo to learn Torah. And the Gemara says that even if he could learn Torah in Eretz Yisrael, if he feels he can learn better Chitzlaret, he's allowed to go out to Chitzlaret. Then the Rambam brings the din of the Rav, and the Rambam says you're allowed to go out in hunger, and the Rambam says all the conditions which the Gemara gives, the food has to be celibus asayim and mutzidiknus. But the Rambam adds, and the Rambam says, even though you're allowed to go out, ein midas chsidus, it's not a midas chsidus. Shaharei, machlon v'kilyon, shnei gedoy l'ador, hoi, there were two gedoy l'ador, umepnei tzura gedoy l'yotzi, v'nischav nikli l'muk v'machonson, they died, because they went out of the Eretz Yisrael, although it was a hunger year. So the Rambam has reconciled the Gemara. The Gemara says you're allowed to go out, but the minas chsidus is not to go out. Now, machlon kilyon, there were such important people, and melech, there were such important people, that despite the fact that they were permitted to go, because they didn't know, they weren't knowing in the Chassidus, the Rabbeinu Shlomo killed them. So Ibazoi, we're coming back. Elochanam in the Pnim Yofa says it was a hunger year, but what do we do with the Midas Chassidus? Avraham Avinu was certainly no less Odom Godel than Elamelech Machlon Bekilion, and if it's a Midas Chassidus, why didn't he stay in Eretz Yisrael? Now, I've got to add that all this kasha is only if we learn that there wasn't a shayla of pikuach nefesh, because if he was unable to live in Eretz Yisrael, so then he would have a het of pikuach nefesh. The Gemara is certainly not talking whether there's a pikuach nefesh. There's a difficulty in coming out in living there in a hungry year. But in the pasuk, the Yosef tells him to come pen tivuresh. There's a machloikus to shayla out to learn. Some shayla learn pen tivuresh means you'll die, and Ramban says that is what Yaakov meant. He said it in a polite, Yosef meant, he said it in a polite way. He didn't want to get his father alarmed, but that's what he meant. But Rashi says, Pentavodesh, Tismaskim, that, you know, you'll live in poverty. It doesn't seem to be Pekuach Nefesh. Yaakov Avinu, why would he not be Noig amidus Chassidus? It may sound as a big chiddush. I think we'll think it through together. I think it's very misguided. If you look in the Rambam brings down, you're allowed to go out for various reasons. And the Rambam does not add that it's a midas chassidus not to do so. And it must be that there is no prohibition even for chusit, because the Amaruim went out to learn Torah. Why would they not have been noig midas chassidus and stayed in Eretz Yisroel? The hechav mizah, the learn of Torah, that's the biggest midas chassidus. So if your Torah is shaving, there's no midas chassidus to stay. Your midas chassidus is to go where you learn better. When it comes to ruov, the Rambam says, however, mitam midas chassidus, you mustn't go. Arai for Machlan v'Kilyon. So now what happens if somebody will stay in Eretz Yisrael, Bishnas Ravim, but he'll have little food, and therefore he won't be able to learn well. So it's now, he's not going out because of hunger. Maybe he is, it starts off with hunger, but it affects his Torah learning. So L'chaira, in such a case, It can't be a midas chassidus to stay in Eretz Yisrael and not to go out. It's illogical to say that if he has a better rebbe in Eretz Yisrael in Chutz Loretz, he's allowed to go out without any question of midas chassidus. But if he's good, because he's going to learn better there than he's going to learn in Eretz Yisrael, and if he knows that he's going to have in en kemach en toira, if he's not going to have to eat and he's going to have to run around to try and find money for his family, find food for his family, and he won't be able to have that tircha, that ol, which will not let him learn. The chayra, there cannot be a midas chassidus stopping him to go out. In the Rambam, it's very meduik. If we're right in this yisof, that means it comes like this. Had El Melech and Kilyum been lom de chayra, and they went out in order to be able to learn chayra better, they wouldn't have died, because the midas chassidus does not affect somebody who's doing it for the quality of learning. But they went out because they wanted to avoid the hunger years. They wanted to avoid the actual hunger, not because of Torah. On that, there's a midas chassidus not to do it. In Balat Turin, if you look it up, we spoke earlier, there's a machloikis, what the meaning of the word pentivoresh is. Die. Poverty. The Balat Turin says, pentivoresh tshetia oni b'toira. The Balat Turim says that Yosef HaTzadik says it's going to affect your learning. If you stay in Eretz Yisrael, it's going to affect your learning. Now, we've just seen as a Gemara that you're allowed to go out from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz Loretz in hunger years. So why does he have to add it's going to affect your learning? But there it is. Because we just saw there's a Midas Chassidus not to go out. However, that Midas Chassidus only applies if it doesn't affect Torah. If it affects Torah, so then there is no Midas Chassidus. So the Meila, Yosef HaTzadik said, Pentavoresh, it's going to affect the quality of your learning. Now, I thought perhaps even we could look at it a different way as well, because if you look in the Pesukim, Yosef seems to be suggesting that Yaakov should come down in order that he should have food during the hunger years. But Yaakov doesn't answer that way. Yaakov says, I'm going to go and see Yosef, Arami Terem Omis. I want to visit my son. Now, Yosef was a melech. He was a king. And the Rambam, the Hilchas Ovel is mashma, that you're allowed to leave Eretz Yisrael to be mekabel pnei melech based on the Gemara and Brachas, not lav dafke melech akim, even a melech Yisrael. That's it. Lav dafke melech Yisrael, even a melech akim. So Yosef HaTzadik sends him the message that sumam yelekim le'odim mechol mitzrayim, v'gadotem le'odi of kol kevaydi, I'm a melech here, I'm a king. V'melech, I'm a king. That's Yaakov Avini is allowed to go and visit him in order to be mekabel pnei melech. Noch mehr, steht in Mishneh Brira, it's a moral, it's soid is amul gavuam, I don't think it's muskim, chol apostim, but the Mishneh Brira, passages like that, that you're allowed to go out of Eretz Yisrael to be mekabel, somebody you want to see, that there is no issa to go, amanas to come back, to visit, to see somebody, lekabel pnei chavele. Oy vazoy, Yaakov Avinu has no problem. Elach v'erani, I want to see Yosef HaTzadik. Either Alts Melech, I'm allowed to see him, or even not Alts Melech, put into the Mugna room, I'm allowed to go out because I want to see somebody who I haven't seen for some time, I'm allowed to go and see him. So now, he's allowed to go out. Once he's out, he's in Mitzrayim. Now first of all, the Ramban al HaTorah says that outside Eretz Yisrael, the others didn't keep the mitzvahs, which is why Yaakov was able to marry two sisters, says the Rambam, but before he came back to Eretz Yisrael, she had to die, because in Eretz Yisrael he was unable to keep two sisters, because in Eretz Yisrael they kept Kol HaTorah Kilah. So Yaakov comes to Mitzrayim, he no longer has the chiyuv to go back. But then you don't need to come on to that, because we saw earlier that the Ribbono Shel Olam tells Yaakov, Al Tilo Merdo Mitzrayim. So we said, yes, it wasn't in sequence. But Yaakov Avinu, by going to Mitzrayim to visit, to see Yosef, wasn't over an Issa. Now the Rabbi Yishleim told him to stay there, and it's obvious that the Rabbi Yishleim says, to stay there because the Eibishter says to the Yosef, Yosef, Yodin Anecha, you're going to, Yosef, when you die, will cover your eyes, which is muchach, that he's going to stay there now for the rest of his life. So Mamela now, whilst he's there, he has a hetzer. Finally, I thought of another thing. In Avnezer, there's a tshuva in Avnezer. The Avnezer, in the Gedolei Achronim, and we've only touched on a very small portion of the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, which is Arichem Eretz Mitzvah, the Avnezer is one of the Achronim who held the mitzvah, the big Machloikis Achronim, that he held that there is a mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, this manazer. But one of the kashas that Avnezer has to deal with is the practical side of it, that we see that there were Gedolei Hador who lived in Chitz Loretz, and neither did they go to Eretz Yisrael, nor did they necessarily encourage others to go to Eretz Yisrael. So Avnezer is left with this problem. There's a mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael b'zman hazeh, so why wasn't it put in practice? Now Avnezer says that the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, and this is it says, is to live in Eretz Yisrael, to live in Eretz Yisrael, but to also live off Eretz Yisrael. So he says that to live in Eretz Yisrael alone, just to be there, is not a kiyum mitzvah. He has to live in Eretz Yisrael and eat from the Pelos Eretz Yisrael, which is Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. And he talks there, he's a tashbats of Eretz Yisrael, is the ummus, under Sorin, there's a sal, each ummah. But Eretz Yisrael is directly under HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so your panosa comes from direct from Hashem Yisbaruch without emtsui, without a sah. Says the Avnezer, if somebody lives in Eretz Yisrael but doesn't have the means in Eretz Yisrael of supporting himself and has to be supported from Chitz Loretz, so he says he's living there but he's not being mekayem in the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, because part the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael is to live in Eretz Yisrael, of Eretz Yisrael, not of Chutz Loretz. This is the Avnezer's finish, which is why he says that since the Yidden were unable to be mefarnes for themselves in Eretz Yisrael, and the only way they could be mefarnes themselves is by having money sent to them from Chutz Loretz, they wouldn't be mekayem in the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael anyhow. So now let's look at this. How is Yaakov Avinu going to stay in Eretz Yisrael? How is he physically going to live? There was no tzviya in Eretz Yisrael. There was nothing at all. There was nothing there. From the Pesikim we see that they had to go to Mitzrayim to buy oichel. There was no import. You couldn't get it. So how was he going to live? The only way he could do it is he stays in Eretz Yisrael and Yosef supports him by sending the money from Mitzrayim. Oibazoy, according to the Avnezer, there is no kiyum of mitzvah Yishuv Eretz Yisrael anyhow. So Meli Yaakov is left with either staying in Eretz Yisrael without the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, or going to Mitzrayim without the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. So he says, I'm going to go to Mitzrayim to see Yosef. There I'll have the benefit of being near Yosef, Eluch Vareni B'Terem Omis, because the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, he has anyhow lost. Rabbi Shalom is a Zaychazan, Allah B'Kulav Yemeni, to the Kivshia, the Yishavtim Bo. Thank you.